Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. President-elect Joe Biden plans to pick Javier Becerra to lead the Department of Health and Human Services. NPR's Franco Ordonez reports.
If Javier Becerra is confirmed, he will soon face a major challenge taking over the department at the forefront of confronting the coronavirus pandemic that has killed more than 280,000 people in the United States. Becerra previously served over a decade in Congress, and as Attorney General has helped lead a coalition of 20 states defending Obamacare from the Trump administration in a Supreme Court case. Becerra would be the first Latino to lead the Department of Health and Human Services and second high-profile Latino picked for a cabinet position in the Biden administration, joining Alejandro Mayorkas, who Biden plans to nominate for Homeland Security Secretary. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.
President Trump falsely told a rally in Georgia this weekend that he won the state in the November presidential election. He actually lost Georgia by about 12,000 votes. Some top Georgian Republicans, meanwhile, are pushing back on that claim, as well as Trump's request to overturn the election. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Emma Hurt reports.
Among Georgia Republicans standing up to the president is Governor Brian Kemp, who said complying with Trump's request to intervene in the election would be illegal. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger has held firm against Trump as well and continued repeating that there's been no evidence of widespread fraud. Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan said on CNN that doesn't mean they don't support the president.
Governor Kemp, Brad Raffensperger, and myself, all three voted and campaigned for the president. But unfortunately, he didn't win the state of Georgia, but it doesn't change our job descriptions.
But Georgia Senators Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue continue backing the president's unfounded allegations about the state's election integrity and have refused to acknowledge Biden's presidential victory. For NPR News, I'm Emma Hurt in Atlanta.
Congress has a limited time to pass another round of COVID relief by the end of the year. As NPR's David Mistich reports, President-elect Joe Biden remains hopeful that lawmakers will pass a $908 billion package, which he's called a down payment on needed relief.
Negotiations over another round of stimulus have been stalled for months, but a bipartisan proposal may be gaining traction. So far, it includes pandemic aid to small businesses, additional unemployment benefits, and funding for state, local, and tribal governments. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois told ABC's This Week he's focused on funding for continued vaccine development and distribution logistics.
These are really life and death issues. We ought to address those quickly.
Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell hasn't endorsed the plan, but said he thinks a compromise is in reach. The House is set to adjourn on Thursday, December 10th, while the Senate is scheduled to remain in session until Friday, December 18th. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
Shipments of the coronavirus vaccine have reached the United Kingdom. The vaccine, produced by Pfizer and a partner, were delivered on Sunday in super cold containers. Vaccination expected to begin Tuesday. This is NPR. President Trump announced by tweet on Sunday that his personal attorney has tested positive for the coronavirus. Rudy Giuliani has reportedly been admitted to the Georgetown University Medical Center in Washington. The 76-year-old former New York mayor has been traveling extensively in his effort to challenge Trump's loss in the November election in court. During those trips, he's often met with local officials without wearing a face mask. The family of the late children's book author Roald Dahl is apologizing for his anti-Semitic comments. NPR's Joel Rose has the details.
Roald Dahl is revered as the author of classic children's books, including James and the Giant Peach and Charlie and the Chocolate Factory. But Dahl, who died in 1990, is also remembered for his outspoken anti-Semitism. He once told an interviewer that, quote, there is a trait in the Jewish character that does provoke animosity, and that, quote, even a stinker like Hitler didn't just pick on them for no reason. Dahl's family and the company that controls his legacy posted a brief statement on the author's website apologizing for the, quote, lasting and understandable hurt his remarks have caused. They are incomprehensible to us, the statement reads, and stand in marked contrast to the man we knew. Joel Rose, NPR News.
The first report cards of the new school year are in, and the results are not good. School districts from across the country are reporting the number of students failing classes has risen by as much as 2 to 3 times the normal rate. Experts say this is a sign of the struggles students are facing as they cope with distance learning. Internet access for many students is also either quite limited or not available at all. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.